This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
You like that one?
You like that?
It was clever.
You like that?
Right now,
Jason Leisure, Dan Wiederer, they're just sharpening knives.
Jason Leisure.
I'll start with you, Grody. What did you think that Ben Johnson meant by that when he said strip it down to the studs and build it back up?
I didn't hear the first part of the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Jason Leisure, what did you think he meant by that? That's wonderful honesty.
Ben Johnson said in part, I'll catch you up, Mark.
Thank you.
He said in part, I'm not going to just bring the Detroit playbook in here and just drop it down on the table and say, hey, guys, learn.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Mark, have you heard enough to chime in?
Loved every bit of it.
Thank you so much, Jason Leisure. Enjoy some February time. You got a little breather here before the combine?
A little bit of a break, yeah. Grody, were you listening to any of that?
It was really good.
Loved every word of it.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times. He'll be sure to catch Mark Grody up on anything that he misses during the course of this segment.
I'm all ears, baby.
Jason joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. What's up, Jason? How's it going?
I'd like to take this opportunity to deliver a prepared statement, if that's okay.
Yes, please. Thank you.
No, seriously, if you hear Mark Grody on the radio or see him on TV or any of those things and you don't probably know all the behind-the-scenes work that he does, Mark is as on top of it as anybody that covers the Bears. So I was giving him a hard time last time I was on, but Mark is on top of it.
Wow. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that, man. That was unnecessary, but
very,
thank you.
Very, very good questions. That's how I can tell that you're on it, because you ask excellent questions.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I can genuinely return the compliment. I am entertained by your questioning, and it's all like a lot of people are.
I don't know. That's not returning the compliment. That's saying something different entirely.
What it is?
You are entertained by my questions?
Well, yes, I'm entertained by them because they're good questions that are questions that sometimes put the subjects on the spot. So that's what we're supposed to do.
I'm more entertained by bad questions. It will make me laugh when, for example, someone asks a question that they could have just Googled.
I'm just sitting here genuinely touched at first by the interaction that took place there.
Why just at first?
Well, because it sort of devolved into Jason not taking what you said exactly as a compliment necessarily.
So, what do you mean I'm entertaining? How am I entertaining?
Yeah, it's like funny.
Get the hell out of here with this entertainment
funny?
Crap.
Entertaining like a clown.
Entertainment stuff.
I wonder what is going to be the pushback on Ben Johnson at some point. Like, we're still in the honeymoon phase here. And it's interesting because we're so used to dealing with things as topics around these parts where you're like, well, of course, this person says that and that's what they're going to do. Like, what are the negatives? What are the negatives that are going to arise and how early are they going to arise? I don't know. But what do you suspect those issues will be when they arise, Jason?
I would suspect that Ben Johnson has some learning to do as far as game management and defense, two things that have not necessarily been on his plate. That's in defense certainly has never been on his plate, and a limited amount of game management has been on his plate. But now he's the guy. Now he's the one throwing the challenge flag or not throwing the challenge flag when all of us can see on TV that, you know, what the right decision is, or managing timeouts, going for it on fourth down, going for two or not in certain situations. Though that's going to be all new for him, and he's got time to get ready for that. But I'm so curious. I think that this is part of what you're saying, Matt. I'm so curious how much of a runway he's going to get with the public, with Bears fans.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at last year's team, and if you look at it really at any time last year, going back to May, looking at the roster for 2024, you would say, okay, I like this. I like this. I've got concerns here. My biggest concern is the coach. And then during the season, your biggest concern was the coach. And at the end of it, you say the number one thing that hurt this roster, that hurt this team from being better than 5-12 was the coach. So fix that. And you don't necessarily have a Super Bowl contender, but you should have a better team. You should have a team that competes for a playoff spot right there just by fixing the coach. You got other things to fix, like the offensive and defensive line. But that puts a lot on Ben Johnson. This is kind of like when Caleb Williams came on. This isn't going to be like, well, let's take your time. Let's get you acclimated here. You know, we're rebuilding. Mm-hmm. This team should be built. This is now year four of the Ryan Poles rebuild.
So, Jason, it's interesting. You bring up game management, and I don't know that it's something that we need to know, and maybe you don't know, but that infrastructure, whoever is coaching assistant might be in that. I think we know who Matt Eberflus had used for that kind of thing. Do we have any inkling as to whether those people have been retained or if that's something that he's going to bring on his own in terms of coaching staff?
Last I was aware, Harry Fried was still on staff, and that's the main, you know, game situation analyst for the Bears.
Director of research and analysis on the books. But yeah, he was the guy on headset.
Yes.
With Matt Eberflus.
No field goal, that guy.
Right. Yeah. And that stuff was bumpy last year. And as far as we know, he's still on staff.
We don't know some of the behind the scenes, though, of, you know, it's very possible, and this would kind of fit some of the persona that we saw from Matt Eberflus. It's very possible Matt Eberflus was getting good advice and not taking it. So, well, we don't know necessarily what the Bears,
at this point,
it's a really good point.
We don't, in February, we don't know exactly what the Bears identify as the problem. But anybody that is still on staff at this point, it would seem unlikely that they're leaving.
Yeah. By the way, Matt Eberflus, God, just sounds so much. I was just reading some of his quotes. Sounds so much better as a defensive coordinator. Like everything he, like that whole Flus thing, the way Flus talks, like that is perfect for him to get back to being a DC. But I am not going to waste one of my great questions on Matt Eberflus.
Good. Yeah. You shouldn't. But no. I will say that history will write Matt Eberflus as a terrific defensive coordinator who impersonated a head coach for 3 years.
Pretty much he could be like the Dennis Allen, the Bears defensive coordinator right now, who seemed to impersonate a head coach as well. But Jason, I want to bring it back to you on how much runway Ben Johnson should have. I mean, you kind of said that it should be built. So should there be, because we sort of touched on this, should there be, Jason, an expectation that the Bears are a playoff team this upcoming season?
I think there should be, because I think if Ben Johnson is ready for this job, which everybody, including him, believes that he is, he's going to have a roster that has the potential to be a playoff roster in 2025. They still have a lot of work to do. I mean, they still have all of free agency and the draft, and they're going to have their shopping list dictated largely by him, I think, by what he sees, especially on offense, that he needs.
Yeah.
But I mean, this, like, it's year one of Ben Johnson, but it's year four of trying to rebuild the Bears. I mean, it started with the total teardown in that first year, which was really necessary after going all out to go 6-11 and not having any draft capital, any salary cap space, any of that to build with. They should have had the number five pick that first year of Ryan Poles' administration, and they didn't. It takes a while to build up from zero like that, but 4 years, I mean, you don't get forever. You want to do it smart. You want to do it very practically and sustainably, like Ryan Poles always talks about, but you don't just get this endless rebuild. This roster should have been ready this past year, definitely needs to be ready this year, and Ben Johnson should be ready to step into that role of coaching a playoff team.
Yeah, but is he ready? Because then you are assuming, or we're depending on the idea that Ben Johnson would have some say in personnel. I don't know. Like, isn't that a lot to think about in his first year? I think as time goes on, Ben Johnson will have a better idea of college scouting and pro personnel and all of that. But isn't it a lot to ask him right now to be like, Ryan Poles, here's what I'm thinking about at number 10. Here's what I'd like with one of those second round picks. That feels like a lot early on to me, Jason. Does it feel like that to you, or do you feel like, okay, Ben Johnson should be the guy that is selecting the players?
I never think of NFL head coaching jobs as learn on the job situations. I feel like these guys should be ready if they're getting that job. I will give him some margin for learning specifics and trying to figure out what types of players he wants defensively, because that you can't have a situation like they had with Matt Nagy, where Matt Nagy is the head coach of the offense and Vic or Pagano or Sean Desai or whoever is the head coach of the defense. You've got to have an overarching head coach who dictates the way they play defensively and the exact types of players they need defensively. So I'll give Ben Johnson a little bit of margin there, but I mean, he should bring, Mark, expertise on offensive personnel unlike anybody in their building. He should walk in as more of an expert on that than anybody that was working at House Hall before he got there.
I think that is absolutely correct, and it excites us, and that's why we think about Ben's vision in that way. Do we know what his involvement was in scouting and helping to choose offensive linemen in Detroit? Do we know how much his input was considered from the coach's perspective for what he and Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes did?
I don't know specifics on that right now, but I would imagine that he had significant say on that, because Dan Campbell is the CEO-style head coach. As much as maybe his personality doesn't come across like that, that is the way he runs things there, where Aaron Glenn has autonomy on defense and Ben Johnson has autonomy on offense. And I would think that that was a big part of their success, was having cohesion between the players being picked and the players being used by the coach.
Yep, I think so too. And we're going to talk tomorrow to Mike Valenti from our sister station in Detroit, a terrific afternoon host, all about Ben Johnson. That'll be Ben's vision tomorrow. Always look forward to talking to Mike. Is Cooper Kupp a possibility? I see the Commanders, the Patriots, the Steelers linked to Cooper Kupp by Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. And if not, why not, do you think? Curious about your thoughts for the Bears.
Well, when you mentioned the Patriots, for example, if you think the Bears have a lot of cap space, the Patriots have, I think, almost double that cap space. So the Patriots could take on a really big deal for a veteran receiver like that a lot more easily than the Bears could. He's going to be so much more expensive, even at 31 or 32 years old. I think he's going to be so much more expensive than, say, the 1 year, $24 million that they just paid Keenan Allen. I think that you're going to have to commit to like a 3 year deal for Cooper Kupp at a really high number that is essentially going to be guaranteed for at least the first 2 years. I just don't know if I want the Bears doing that right now. I don't think I would want them to compromise their cap space for somebody that age right now, especially at receiver. If you wanted to do it at defensive end, if you wanted to talk me into a pretty big contract for Khalil Mack, for example, I could get on board with that given the importance of defensive end. And wide receiver is important, but it's not quite at that level.
Can I talk you into a Myles Garrett trade? Is that on your radar?
See, that's another one where I think he's worth every penny. And I think that one of the key differences when you're talking about wide receivers versus pass rushers is the typical prime of a pass rusher. It trends later. Those guys can play and play really effectively well into their mid-30s. Not all wide receivers can do that. The hang-up for me on Myles Garrett is that you would have to give up major draft capital to get him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's another thing I just don't think the Bears could do right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have that 10, the 2 second round picks. Well, let's look at that a little bit because Combine is next week. So we'll be talking about the draft. How much do like the breakdown, like let's just say offensive line and defensive end or edge rushers, how much resources, what's going to be the breakdown, do you think, in terms of filling those spots in free agency or trusting young players that you draft and bring in? Let's just say getting the Bears rebuilt and in shape for this year, how are they best going to build it?
Well, the most just for this year, I mean, if it was just for this year, you'd want to get whoever you can. You'd be going after Cooper Kupp if it was just for this year. But if you're considering this year and the long run for them, the more important the position, the more expensive the position, the more advantageous it is for you to draft that guy rather than sign him. So I think a position like offensive tackle, for example, is an obvious choice for them at number 10, or if they want to move up a little bit. I mean, they're not going to be able to get Will Campbell from LSU, probably. He'll probably go too high, but you could get Kelvin Banks from Texas. And if you have two really young, really cheap offensive tackles, and both those guys are good, there's no, you know, bust situation or anything like that, that's a great position to be in.
Is that what you're sniffing at 10 right there? Because I'm kind of on that, and it's early. I'm kind of on the defensive train, Jason.
Oh, it might be early, but you're on the clock, Mark.
I am on the clock.
You live on the clock.
I do. Jason, I don't know if you're aware, but I do a little show every year. I call it a pop-up show. It's called On the Clock, where they give Grody an hour a week.
It's
like a holiday pop-up really, shop.
And the line is around the corner.
Around the corner, exactly. We serve all sorts of cider in here.
Oh, yeah. Man, you're serving cider. It's beautiful. And those sneakers, they only come around once every year. It's very special.
Right. So for an hour once a week, starting I think next week, I talk about the draft on the clock for a week. No support from anybody here at the station. Shane Reardon hates the show, Jason, but I wanted to make you aware of that so you know what we're joshing about here.
Well, that probably means it's good if Shane hates it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's a
here
good
we
point.
Go.
You're right.
Here
just
we go.
Yeah, go Oppo.
That's an endorsement.
Yeah.
It's an accidental endorsement by Shane.
Hey, Shane, you're going to take that?
I don't really, I can't say anything. Like, Jason owes me a few.
Yeah.
Owes me a few cracks for sure. But Jason, to be clear, I don't hate the show. I think it's dumb that the show is called On the Clock when the Bears are not on the clock. You want to make a show called On the Clock, the show lasts for 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Shane, that was an awesome response. Like, he owes me a few. It's a lot like David Spade saying, I got a feel for it. It really is. It's the same.
Totally justified.
Jason, it's like the Big Ten. They're being so literal here. Like, well, wait a minute. There's like 16 teams in the Big Ten. How can they call it the Big Ten? We are a brand name.
To clarify, Jason, the On the Clock show only happens after the team before the Bears makes their pick. So it's a 5-minute draft show airing the night of the draft.
Brody, we can give you 5 minutes a week. Yes? No.
Yeah. Not a week. How do they even do the ratings for something like that?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Really?
It'll be after 6 p, so we don't really care. But
let's face it.
However they do it, Mark, you will win that 1/12th of an hour.
As long as they're asking, how do they do the ratings for our show? I don't know. I don't know how it all works.
Yeah, I know. They're just good. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been hearing.
It sounds like Shane is only objecting to the name of the show, On the Clock.
Correct.
But I think if you tell me the show is called On the Clock, I immediately know what it's about. So I think it does its job.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See? See, it's beat reporters coming together here.
Yeah. So the ratings are not enormous. You'd be surprised how small the ratings are.
I feel like I have to be on my game, though, for those 5 minutes. Like, I got to be really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta
really
pack
good.
It. You got to pack a lot
pack
in.
Pack it in,
almost
yes.
as much as we packed into this hit with Jason Leisure. Jason, we'll talk to you next week about the Combine as you continue your little mini break here. So we'll touch base next week about that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
I'll be there. I'll be talking to you guys from Indy next week.
Awesome.
Outstanding.
I'll see you there, Jason. Woo! Thanks, man.
Good stuff.
Yes. Yes.
That
yes.
is Jason Leisure right there from the Chicago Sun-Times.
Yes.
You know who we love? Nico Horner.
Yeah, we do.
Is a delightful guy.
So
we've got,
nice.
We've got a great baseball chemistry and radio chemistry with our friend Nico Horner. Let's check in Cubs camp with Nico next on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.